This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 490 for Monday, July 25th. ICE canola futures are lower on Monday as good prairie weather puts pressure on values. At the final settlement, the November canola contract loses $7.30 at $7.95.10 per ton, and the January contract is down $7.20 at $8.03.40 per ton. The prairie weather outlook is calling for warmer temperatures as the week progresses and rain passing through parts of the region. Declines in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed are also weighing on canola values. Support is coming from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, as well as Malaysian palm oil. Moderate upticks in global crude oil prices are spilling over into vegetable oils. Stats Canada reports more than 660,000 tons of canola were crushed in June. That's down 20% compared to June of last year. At this time, the Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 77.84 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 77.66. Barely a day after signing an agreement to allow exports of grain out of Ukraine, Russia launched cruise missile attacks on the port of Odessa on Saturday. The attack reportedly destroyed a Ukrainian warship and a stockpile of anti-ship missiles. Despite Russia's flagrant violation of the agreement, Ukraine says grain could be exported out of a nearby port as early as next week. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export inspections of soybeans for the week ending July 21st to be more than 388,000 tons. That's down 11% from the previous week. Outbound movements of corn are in excess of 724,000 tons, but down nearly a third from a week ago. Wheat export inspections jump 148.5% at over 475,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday. The nearby August contract jumps 38.5 cents at $14.73 per bushel. August soy oil falls more than 3/10 of a cent at 60.01 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal gains $16 at $4.47.50 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger on Monday as the September contract rises 16 cents at $5.80 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker as the September contract loses a dime at $4.42.50. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago September is up 11 cents at $7.70. Kansas City September advances 19.5 cents at $8.40. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September adds 15 cents at $8.86. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, July 25th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.